From the shadows of the radio towers, this is the Gay PHX Podcast. Your community radio on demand.
It's gonna be a good day. And everything is going to go my way. It's gonna be a good day. The sun is shining bright and it's here to stay.
Hey everyone, I'm Delos with AmriPack, and welcome back to another episode of the Gay PHX Podcast. I'm honored to be filling in throughout the month of July while Billy catches up on everything happening behind the scenes that keeps Gay PHX running. Between the website, podcast, live streams, business directory, community calendar, and everything else happening at Gay PHX, there's never a shortage of things to do. Speaking of that, don't forget that GayPHX.com is so much more than just this podcast. It's your home for hundreds of LGBTQ plus events happening throughout Arizona, a growing directory of community organizations and LGBTQ plus friendly businesses, and GayPHX Live, where you can listen throughout the day to music from LGBTQ plus artists, interviews with members of our community, and at the top of every hour, the latest LGBTQ plus headlines from our friends at Lookout News. If you've missed any of our recent live stream community discussions, we've got you covered. You can now watch the full replays of Lookout News' Summer of Solutions, the Queer Center's discussion on racism, Onyx Southwest's discussion on kink and community, and the Phoenix Pride Town Hall anytime at gayphx.com. While you're there, we've made it easier than ever to support some great community initiatives with few new shortcuts. Voting is now underway for the 2026 Phoenix Pride Spirit Awards and Community Choice Awards, so we've made those easy to remember. Just head to gayphx.com/spirit or gayphx.com/choice to cast your votes. We've become a little addicted to making shortcuts, so if you've got friends who haven't voted yet, send those links their way. We've also created gayphx.com/moody, which takes you directly to the GoFundMe supporting Matthew Moody and the opening of the Barracks Phoenix. If you're able to contribute, that's wonderful. And if you can't, sharing the link helps get the word out, and sometimes that's just as valuable as making a donation. Next, we're calling all artists. The Tempe Queer Takeover is accepting art submissions through August 31st. If you've been looking for an opportunity to showcase your work, learn more and submit your art at gayphx.com/artshow. Before we jump into today's interview, Pup Apollo and Pup Dante are going to tell you a little bit about AmriPack.
Hi everyone, I'm Apollo. Our puppy pack believes community starts with education, acceptance, and connection. Whether you're already part of the pup community, your pup or pet play curious, or heard people talking about it and want to understand what it's all about, we're here to help.
And I'm Dante. We also provide educational resources, mentorship, social opportunities, and a welcoming space where everyone can learn, ask questions, make friends, and discover another amazing part of our LGBTQ plus community. If you'd like to learn more about who we are or what we do, you can find us online at amripack.com.
Thank you, pups, for that information. Now for today's episode. This week, Billy welcomes Stephen Hook, founder of Desert Sky Strings, Phoenix's LGBTQ plus community string ensemble. What started as one simple idea has grown into a community orchestra and string quartet, bringing musicians of every experience level together to create music, build friendships, and create a place where people truly belong. Together, they talk about building community through music, creating opportunities for queer musicians, and why visibility through the arts is more important than ever. It's an inspiring conversation about what can happen when passionate people come together to create something beautiful. But first, let's pass the microphone over to Brian, our Desert Den Daddy, for this week's Hot 3 events.
You're listening to Gay PHX, where community comes first.
Hey, 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 Phoenix, I need everyone to stop what they're doing for just a second. Take a deep breath, look at this week's calendar, and tell me this community isn't just one giant, beautifully organized case of ADHD. Seriously, one night we're debating Pokemon versus Digimon, the next we're relaxing over cigars and conversation, and then we're throwing darts before some people have even had lunch. And somehow it all makes perfect sense. That's why I love this city. You never have to fit into one box. You can be a gamer, a leather guy, a dark shark, a drag fanatic, a cigar aficionado, or just someone looking for a good people and a cold drink. Around here, you're among family, so fluff the hair, touch up the glitter, and if your outfit sparkles just a little too much, congratulations, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. Phoenix, Daddy found three. This is Brian's Hot 3, your glitter-drenched, community-approved, Desert Den Daddy's guide to where you need to be this week. Hot pick number one is Voltage Pokemon vs. Digimon at Stacy's at Melrose, Thursday, July 30th at 8 p.m. Okay, I need to know, are you Team Pokemon or Team Digimon? Choose wisely because friendships have survived for less. Voltage is bringing your favorite childhood obsession back to life with an all-out battle of digital monsters hosted by the electrifying Pyro Addiction. Featuring performances by Joe Baby, Juno, Leia K Addiction, Alexander Strike, and more. Expect cosplay, nostalgia, drag, and enough geeky goodness to make your inner 90s kids scream louder than a Pikachu after an espresso. Whether you grew up catching them all or believe Agumon deserves more respect, this is one showdown you won't want to miss. And remember, no matter who wins, we're still all fabulous. Hot pick number two, Onyx Southwest Cigar Social at The Rock, Saturday, August 1st at 2 p.m. Sometimes community doesn't need flashing lights, sometimes it just needs a good cigar and a better conversation. Onyx Southwest Monthly Cigar Social heads to The Rock this month, bringing together friends old and new for an afternoon where nobody's in a hurry. It's relaxed, it's welcoming, and it's proof that some of the best friendships start with one simple question. Mind if I join you? Whether you're an experienced cigar enthusiast or simply curious about meeting new people, this is a wonderful opportunity to connect with one of Phoenix's strongest leather communities. Come for the cigars, stay for the conversations, leave with a few more people in your contact list. Hot pick number three, High Noon Throwdown, Stacy's at Melrose, Saturday, August 1st, High Noon. Now this is how you spend a Saturday afternoon. The High Noon Throwdown is Stacy's brand new First Friday Melrose Dart Tournament, combining friendly competition, cold drinks, and just enough trash talk to keep everybody laughing. For just a $5 buy-in with 100% bar match, you've got a shot at bragging rights and while enjoying $4 Wells and Draft Bud Lights and Michelob Ultra. Whether you're your dart throwing legend or you're just hoping your dart actually hits the board, you'll fit right in. And let's be honest, half the fun is confidently saying, I meant to do that. Phoenix, you know what I love about this week? It reminds us that our community doesn't come with one instruction manual. Some people recharge on a dance floor, some over a cigar, some behind a dartboard, some while cheering for drag performers dressed as digital monsters. And honestly, I wouldn't have it any other way. So whatever your scene is, go find your people. Support the venues that keep opening their doors for us. Cheer a little louder, laugh a little harder, and if somebody asks whether you're too old to get excited about Pokemon, look them dead in the eye and remind them that Pikachu has aged gracefully, and so have you. Thank you for making Gay PHX part of your week. Thank you for supporting local entertainers, local businesses, local nonprofits, and the incredible volunteers who help make this community shine. Most of all, thank you for showing up for one another, because events bring us together, but people are what makes this community unforgettable. Until next time, coming to you from the shadows of the radio towers, I'm Brian, your Desert Den Daddy, and that's what's hot.
Want all the details? Head over to GayPHX.com, your one-stop shop for queer events, promos, and everything happening in the valley.
This is what community sounds like.
This is Amanda Renfrew, enrolled agent with The Tax Person, with your tax year countdown. If you're considering an electric vehicle, check the VIN before you buy. Not every EV qualifies for the federal credit, and eligibility can change mid-year. Verify first so you don't miss out on thousands in credits. Get support with a free 15-minute consult at thetaxperson.com or look for me as The Tax Person on socials.
More stories, more voices, more pride. You're tuned in to the Gay PHX podcast.
Today on Gay PHX, community can take a lot of different forms. Sometimes it's a gathering place. Sometimes it's an event. And sometimes it's a group of people coming together to create something beautiful. Phoenix has long been home to talented musicians, but until recently didn't have an LGBTQ+ string ensemble dedicated to creating community through music. What began as a simple idea has grown into a community orchestra and string quartet, bringing together musicians from across the valley while creating space where people can feel connected, perform, and belong. Please welcome to the Rainbow Tinted Microphone, Stephen Hook from Desert Sky Strings.
Hey. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So you're not new to the Gay PHX audience, but to the new listeners, let's go ahead and introduce. Who is Stephen Hook?
So my name is Stephen. I have been playing cello for the last 20, 25 years. Growing up in the valley, I've been familiar and had to play with a lot of different string ensembles across the valley and symphonic ensembles as well. And now I'm very excited to be starting a LGBTQ queer-specific string ensemble here in the valley.
And what role has music played in your life?
Music has been not only an outlet, but a means of connecting with myself, with people and communities at large. I've had lived in a couple different spots across the country, and getting to know different locations and communities through music has been one of the best enjoyable experiences I've had in all of those different locations.
Awesome. And where did the idea for Desert Sky Strings come from?
So I am also a member of Desert Overture Wind Symphony, and I've been playing with them for about a year as one of the only strings players there. And it's just been a goal of mine to have that same type of representation for a strings ensemble, which is really where I was ran into the right people at the right time that also had the same passion for it, and we started moving forward.
Awesome. And what kind of response have you gotten?
So we are forming a community orchestra as well as a quartet. The quartet, just due to lesser numbers, has been easier to get up and going. We've been performing at open mics as well as we've done some weddings and a couple other productions, and it's been really well received by audience members that didn't know such a group existed. As far as rehearsals and participation, we have been gaining more and more members. We're up to 8 coming to our rehearsals, which is really great. We have musicians from people that just picked up a viola 3 months ago to people like myself that have been playing classically for the majority of their life, to our most recent member just came from a mariachi background.
Oh,
so yes, it's a really wide spectrum of musicians coming together.
So what's it like for a first rehearsal for someone coming on board?
So our rehearsals start with about an hour soft start. So when we say our rehearsals start, we say it starts anywhere from 6 to 7:30 because that first hour and a half is fully focused on small interaction, socials, and skill building. So this is where we might have some of our newer players that want to work on a song before the actual group rehearsal starts. We have that whole first hour till about 7:30 before we come together as an official group and start to run through music. So after that first hour of just, that's a really great way to kind of meet people because it's not any kind of official structure yet. Then we'll do brief introductions and announcements, and then we'll get into working with the pieces that we're on. I mentioned we have a wide variety of skill levels, so we do try and have the pieces that are we've selected for people that are getting back into it or not as confident. We work on those pieces right out the gate so that we can be able to focus on more advanced stuff towards the end of the rehearsal and have the newer people also have opportunities to play with us.
So you said all different kind of levels of skill set. So how are musicians finding their way to the group?
So we have been doing lots of marketing on social media, as well as we have flyers up in various music and queer establishments across the valley. We are also reaching out to other queer music organizations such as Desert Overture, the Gay Men's Choir, the Women's Choir, to really be building relationships within the community, because we also know that there's quite already a well-established queer music community in the Valley. And so we're also just trying to make connections and relationships with those organizations, just not individual people in the Valley as well.
Has there been any moments since launching that made you stop and think, this is why we do what we do?
So that moment happens often at rehearsals when a new person comes in and they said that they've seen all the other different music groups out there, but this is the one that they felt most drawn to, or that was for their music instrument that they're playing, or that they felt relatable to the people in that ensemble. We also played our first wedding a few months ago, and that was a very awesome experience to be able to contribute to such a significant point of history, and for it to come from a representation of a group from our community had a very big impact on me as well.
And how did that come about?
So the quartet has been very active in the Valley. We've done some happy hours at wine bars and been playing at the street downtown Mesa. We actually went and busked and played music outside of a wedding convention just for getting our name out there. And this was one of those several couples that walked by and had a conversation with us about what our organization was and listened to some of the music and then decided they want us to be a part of their day.
That's awesome. That's incredible. What surprised you most during this first year?
I think it was difficult to envision what it was going to look like, how it was going to go in the first year. And as you start to get your first initial couple members, and those people really contribute so much besides just me founding it. But when we officially got a rehearsal space that we are working with now, and we're working with an interim conductor, all of these major milestones for a music organization, I didn't know how it was going to happen. And for it to just come together when the right people met, it just was really inspiring.
That I kind of understand that same feeling. There are certain people that you just come across at the right point in time that can make things happen. And it's wonderful when that does happen.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of performances are you hoping to bring to the community?
So our next performance that we are participating in is a production called Rock Opera at Walter Studios, July 11th.
Oh, very fun. Yeah,
we're very excited. Desert Sky is going to be performing during the walking in, or the red carpet moment. So as people are coming in, Desert Sky is going to be set up right off to the side doing music for that entry music. And then there's also some of our members that are performing in the production of that as well, along a bigger production group that's putting on that play. We are also looking at doing our one-year anniversary, happens around the holiday season. So we're looking at doing a winter concert. And then the other unique thing about this is, because we're not so established, we're really looking for opportunities that are outside of the normal music convention. So one thing we're looking at doing is finding a winery up in Sedona and putting together a performance up there, but then coordinating a bus to go up from the Valley. So you're not just participating in a performance, but we're putting together a whole day of wine tasting and driving up there with a group full of community, enjoying the day and some music, and then coming back.
Very fun. We're really an adventure.
Yeah.
How neat. That's really cool. How important is visibility right now for queer artists and performers?
It is so important. As you see right now, I think in the last 3 months, I've heard of various pride organizations pulling back or looking in very less visible ways due to what the current political climate is. And so for us being able to be more visible in a way that has not been done before, and stepping into a different part of the music community and saying, hey, here we are, is super important, I feel like, in these times.
What I love about groups like this is it really, to me, helps that kill them with kindness kind of mentality. Mm-hmm. To prove them wrong, to prove the stories that they're saying about us are not true, that this is who we are. We're normal people too.
Yeah, and I really think the strength of this, whether it is a 100-person band or a 8-person band, it's a cross-section of so many different communities. And a lot of that includes our allies, and these groups strengthen those important relationships as well.
Now, looking ahead, where would you like to see Desert Sky Strings in a year from now?
So we would really like to be working, having weekly rehearsals with a artistic director and starting to produce one or two typical concerts a year that you would envision what a concert would look like, while also doing two or three alternate music experiences as well for the community, which would be like that, the winery tour performance that we talked about, or other different venues that you wouldn't normally think of when you think of a music performance.
Yeah, I think the wine tour one is a brilliant idea, especially for people like that just kind of want to join and go for the ride and do the wine thing and then watch y'all perform. I think that's brilliant. I think it's great. It's thinking those outside of the box thinking. I think that is what's going to help us survive.
Yeah.
Now, to someone who's listening and wants to join, what should they know?
So we are currently rehearsing on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month at the Ripple Community Center off 15th Avenue at Indian School.
Oh, we love those guys.
It's really a great, when I said meeting the right people at the right time, they are giving us a great space to get started in, and it's so much more support beyond that. So we're very thankful for Ripple. Our rehearsal time starts around 6 o'clock and goes till about 8:30. We're working on a lot of really fun pieces. We're doing a lot of contemporary pieces right now. So we're working on things like Pink Pony Club, Yellow by Coldplay, and then we're also doing the other side of the coin where we're working with more classical based stuff like Holst and Mozart. So we really have a wide spectrum of genre and ability level. The vibe right now is really just fun people getting together and playing music. And that is our plan for the next 6 months, so that we can kind of just build together a consistent group. And then our real next concert that we're planning for the orchestra is going to be around the holiday time. So probably around September, October, we'll start to work on a consistent repertoire. But until then, it's really just really fun people getting together and making music in a really fun space.
Rehearse, right?
So we have our website, desertskystrings.org. We are also on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok is where you can find our information as well. And then we also have a link sent over for Gay Phoenix on their website.
Yes. And to someone who wants to support the organization, is there ways to donate? Is there fundraising events? What do you've got going? How can people show their love to you?
The biggest thing as a newer organization, follow us on social media to help get our information out. We do have a GoFundMe going on right now for our startup costs. That's also linked on our social media that they can find. And that's the two biggest ways to help get the word out. And we're looking at starting to pursue a 501c3, as well as starting to get music licensing and all of that for the music we're wanting to perform. So those are all significant startup costs that we are in the process of figuring out. We also are very much open to any kind of in-kind or skills donation as well. There's lots of people out there with various expertise. This is something that we'd be interested in helping out. We would be open to all kinds of volunteers.
Excellent. We will definitely have to talk offline. We've got some ideas that we'd like to throw your way.
Yeah, we'd love to meet and connect.
Awesome. Steven, thank you so very much for taking time out of your busy day to do this. I really appreciate it.
No problem. I'm glad I could Make the time.
Another reason we love this community.
I'm Daddy Dave, your friend in the fight to end stigma. And I'm the founder of Team Friendly, here today to talk about STIs. STI testing is not a moral failing. It is a powerful form of self-care and emphasizes the importance of knowing your body, caring for your health, and showing respect for yourself and others. Testing supports confidence, clarity, and healthier connections. Routine testing helps create open, honest conversations and reduces fear through knowledge. When someone shares that you might have been exposed to an STI, that's an act of care and trust. Responding with kindness and appreciation strengthens everyone's well-being. A friendly, supportive approach makes these conversations easier and more human. When we normalize testing, we build healthier relationships and stronger communities together.
Pride lives here.
What a wonderful conversation. A heartfelt thank you to Stephen Hook for taking the time to sit down with Billy and share the story behind Desert Sky Strings. Hearing how one idea has grown into a welcoming space where musicians of every skill level can come together, create music, and build community is exactly why we love sharing these stories. Thank you for everything you're doing to make Arizona's LGBTQ+ community a little more connected through the power of music. And to all of you listening, thank you. Thank you for letting me fill your airwaves while Billy catches up behind the scenes. It's been an honor to spend these past few weeks with you, and I truly appreciate you welcoming me into your homes, your cars, your headphones, and your lives. If there's one thing I've learned, it's that community radio isn't really about the people behind the microphones, it's about the people listening on the other side. Without you showing up, supporting local businesses, attending events, sharing episodes, volunteering, donating, cheering on performers, and simply being part of this amazing community, there wouldn't be a Gay PHX. So thank you for making this community what it is. Before we go, I hope you'll take a few minutes to visit amrypack.com. Whether you're already part of the pup community, your pup or pet play curious, or just looking to learn more about another welcoming corner of our LGBTQ+ family, we're here to provide education, mentorship, resources, and a place where everyone is accepted, welcome to ask questions, and connect. And of course, don't forget to stop by gayphx.com for hundreds of LGBTQ+ events happening across Arizona, live stream replays, community resources, business listings, and Gay PHX Live, streaming music from LGBTQ+ artists, interviews from our community, and hourly headlines from Lookout News. We hope to see you out and about soon. If you see the Gay PHX crew, or me, or members of my pack, don't be shy. Come say hello, introduce yourself, snap a selfie, and let us know what's happening in your corner of the community. We'd love to meet you. I'm Delos with Amory Pack. Thank you for letting me be a part of your week. Take care of one another, and we'll see you next time on Gay PHX.
We're together, the sun is bright, and there's nowhere better than by your side.
Thanks for hanging out with the Gay PHX podcast.
Be kind.
Be bold.
Be you.